Okay, Shalom Rabbosai. Today's daf is Erev and daf Chaf Aleph. We are here at the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis, about three lines up. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba Bar Ada. And again, we're still talking about the Pasei Biros, these and the L-shaped poles at the edge of surrounding a Be'er in the Rishus HaRabim for the Ole Regalim. So the Gemara says here, we had been talking about getting the animals head and most of its body into the enclosure when you're holding the bucket or when you're not holding the animal, right? Okay, we had the whole discussion yesterday. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ada says like this, Lo hutsru pasei biros el la'olei regalim bilvad. Now they only allow these pasei biros for the people who are going to be olei regal. The Gemara says, V'atanya lo hutsru pasei biros el la'olei behema bilvad. Another verse says that really the pasei biros are for an animal. So how do you kind of solve that contradiction? So as you might have expected, my behema behemas ole regolem, right? It's talking about the animals of the ole regolem. Aval adam, but a person. So then metafes v'yore. It has to go up and down into the well to get his water. Aini, is that really true? V'amar Rav Yitzchak bar Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel lo hutsru pasei biros el leber mayim chayim bilvad. Again, is it really true that it's only for animals? Right? We said that a pasei biros is only mutter for be'er mayim chayim. Right? When the water is still coming in, well, we discussed it a little bit earlier in our Mishnah. Not in our Mishnah, but I guess it was quoted a couple of dafim ago. It's going to be in the Mishnah on the next daf. That we're only going to say pasei biros work if the water has a constant renewal, a constant source. V'ila behema, ma'al mayim chayim, ma'ali mechunasim. Right? An animal is not picky in terms of the water that it drinks. Why would we say if the pasei biros and the well is only for animals, so why would we say that a pasei biros only works by be'er mayim chayim, by fresh water? Animals drink rainwater, collected water, pooled water, whatever it is. Skubai says, no, be'inem midi dechaze la'adam. We require the water to be able to be drunken, I don't know, to be able to be ingested by a person. And that's the only type of water that will work for this pasei biros, but really the water is for the animals. So the Gemara says like this. Gufa, let's go back to what we just said. Lo hutsru pasei biros el behema bilvad. It's only pasei biros only works for an animal. Aval adam metafes v'olei metafes b'yorei. But a man, a person, has to go up and down in the well. V'im hayu rechavim. But if the well was wide, meaning too wide, Rashi says v'inu yachol l'tafes. Right, person is not able to climb down and get in there. So a few lo'adam namis, it's also mutter for a person to use, to draw water out of the well and drink it either out of the bucket or whatever within the Rishus HaYachid, however he wants. V'lo yimali adam mayim, but a person should not take water from the well, v'yitim lefnei behema, and put it before his animal. Again, this is what we mentioned yesterday, that while the person is holding the kli, while he's holding the bucket, or concern the animal may turn his head, and you may carry the bucket into Shuzirab. Avol memalehu v'shofech lefnei behema, but he can fill up the bucket and then pour it into a trough for the animal to drink on his own. V'shosemeleha, and the animal drinks on its own. So that was the entire brisa as we quoted. We only quoted a part of it before, but now maskif l'Rav Anan. Rav Anan asks, in Kain, if it's really true that you can't, again, like we said yesterday, you're not allowed to give the animal to drink while you're holding the kli, but you're not holding the animal, so mahalilu pasei biros. What does the pasei biros do? The Gemara says, mahalilu. What do you mean, what do they do? L'malos lahem mehen. You're allowed to take the water out of the well and give it to the animal, right? Because you have Rishus HaYachid around the well now, and you're not carrying from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says, Ella, rather, the question is like this. Mahol rosh of ruba shapara. What does it help to have most of the animal inside the pasei biros? And if the animal, if the brisa is, meaning if it's only mutter for you to pour the water into the trough, so who cares whether the animal is inside or not? You're not going to be drawn after the animal's head to give and carry the bucket back into Shusar Abim. So it says, Amar Abaye, Hachamayin Eskinan, Be'evos Homi B'Shusar Abim, Gavo Asar Rochav Arba. The case is where the trough is in Shusar Abim Legamre, and it's 10 by 4, and therefore it's a Rishus HaYachid, right? Rosh HaNichnas Ben HaPasim, and it extends a little bit into the pasei biros. So there, when you're pouring from the bucket within the Rishus, within the Pasi Birot, into the trough, so then you're pouring from Rishus Yochid into Rishus Yochid, and therefore that's not Aser. And I remember we discussed this a little bit yesterday, right, then basically it's not, the Bryce is not really saying that it's Aser to give the animal to drink, if you're holding the bucket and not holding the animal. Rather, I mean, it's only talking about a case where you know, you specifically you pour from the bucket into the Pasi Biros that's extended into pouring into the trough that's extended into the Pasi Biros. That's a very specific question. It has nothing to do with what we were talking about. A very specific case, rather. Okay. Amar Rav Yirmiya bar Abba Amar Rav. Ein Burgonin b'Bavel v'lo Pasi Biros b'chutz l'aretz. There is no halacha of Burgonin in Bavel, and no case of Pasi Biros, there's no halacha of Pasi Biros outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says over here, when you say outside of Chutz Laretz, right, in Chutz Laretz, Rashi says except for Bavel. So the Pasi Biros only apply in Eretz Yisrael and in Bavel. What's Burgonin? So we may have mentioned it, we definitely mentioned it at some point in the Daf Yomi cycle. I don't remember if it was in Mesechta Shabbos or whatnot, or a little earlier than it must be in Mesechta Shabbos. Anyway, so Burgonin, basically the concept is like this, that we know that there's a Isur Tchum, you're not allowed to go outside 2,000 Amos outside of wherever you take up residence on Shabbos, right? It's an Isur to go out Chutz the Tchum, Mesechta Kod Rabbi Kiva, then maybe Yoraisa, right? Tchumim, you have to make an Eruv to go to 2,000 Amos, wonderful. That is only outside of the city, and outside the city limits. Inside the city, you can go however far you want, and then outside the city limits, you have 2,000 Amos. Burgonin are little kind of huts or little houses that extend past the city. They extend past the city, and these things extend the city limits. And therefore, outside the Burgonin is where you're only going to start counting the 2,000 Amos. So the Gemara explains now exactly why that does not apply in Bavel. So Burgonin b'Bavel lo d'shchichei bidkei. There's no concept of Burgonin because they, very often you'll have bidke. What is bidke? Bidke is flooding. And the small huts, they simply don't exist. You don't build them. Right? They will get wiped away by the floods that happen once in a while in Bavel. So people don't set those up. So therefore there's no, and even if they do, it's not permanent. So therefore it's not considered an extension of the city limits outside of Bavel. Pasi Biros, b'chutz laretz lo. You don't have the halacha of Pasi Biros outside of chutz laretz. Meaning outside of Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, delo shchichi mesifta, because very often there are no base medrashes. Meaning the whole point of Pasi Biros is to help people who are traveling to do a mitzvah. Lav davka oli regalim, that's also people going to do a mitzvah. So if you have yeshivas and base medrashes, so you have Bnei Torah going to do mitzvahs, but if you really don't, so then it's very, very suspect that you'll have people traveling to do mitzvahs, at least in that day. Obviously, travel nowadays is very, very different. But back then, if you didn't have a Torah community, it was very, very circumspect that they're going to have someone going out and traveling for a mitzvah. Aval ipcha avdina, but the reverse, meaning the opposite, meaning that the burganim do apply outside of Eretz Yisrael, aside from Bavel, and what's it called, and Pasi Biros do apply in Bavel. Meaning they don't, Burgonin don't apply in Bavel, but Pasi Biros do, and Pasi Biros apply, don't apply outside of Chutz Laretz and Bavel, but Burgonim will. Okay, Igud Amri. Some people say it was like this: Amar Rav Yirmiya bar Abba Amar Rav, Ein Burgonim and Pasi Biros lo Bavel v'lo b'Chutz Laretz. Now you don't have either Pasi Biros or Burgonim in Bavel or outside of Eretz Yisrael, because Burgonim and Bavel l'shrichei b'chi, because same reason by Bavel, that you don't have the Burgonim because of the floods, and b'chutz laretz not with l'shrichei ganvi. And in chutz laretz, right, you don't have the case of you don't have Burgonim because there are a lot of thieves, there are a lot of robbers, and therefore you know you're not going to live in a little kind of measly little hut. That's not going to extend the city limits because people are not safe there. They're not going to want to sit, live there. Pasi Biros, but Bavel, you don't have Pasi Biros in Bavel, de lo shchichei maya. Lo, kama, de shchichei maya, because Bavel has a lot of water. Right, and Eretz Yisrael relies only on the rains, but in Bavel it rained a lot, so it wasn't. You don't rely on the Biros, the Be'eros, the wells for water. The Chutzlar is nami lo, de lo shchichei mizuta. And outside of Bavel, there are Eretz Yisrael, so you don't have Pasi Biros either, because again, you do not have a base medrash, you do not have a yeshiva. Imri Atisu Mibarnish, the big Knishta de Daniel. Supposedly, you go from Barnish to the base Knesset of Daniel. And that's meaning not, obviously Daniel wasn't alive at that point, but where Daniel used. Arash says here, Daniel davened, meaning Daniel, right, Shemati Ja'omrim Aleichem Shatem. It wasn't that they built a shul, but that's where Daniel would have davened, and that's where they built a shul on that site. So, right here, city heard, oh, they heard that you go from Barnish to Daniel's shul, or where he davened. David Fasa Parsi, that's three Parsi, Bishavasa, on Shabbos. What are you relying on to walk, to travel that far? Right, Apur Garin, they're telling me that you're going to rely on the extended city limits. Right, your grandfather said, in the name of Rav, that there is no Burgarim in Bavel. So he showed him, Mari, it must be Mari showed Rav Chisda that there are ruins between Barnish and Daniel, and therefore meaning that each town, right, each ruined town, they were within the 70 Amos, and therefore they viewed it as if they were, it was extended, the city limits were extended, even though people weren't actually living there, and they were permanent houses, so that he felt that extended the city limits of Barnish, and that's how he traveled so far. Amar of Chishta. Rav Chishta said like this: Darish Mari Bar Mar learns the following. What does it mean when the pasuk says Lo Sechale Reisi Kates Rechava Mitzvasecha Maod? Davar Ze Amar David Velo Pirsho. This whole idea. Okay, so we're going to talk about now in the name of Mari Bar Mar, a lot of Agadata. That's going to take us onto the second onto Amar Beis as well. So talking about what is the depth or the breadth of Torah. Let's see over here. Let's see, just Rashi. You can look at the Rashi's over here on the pasuk. They kind of explain it, but how much is the breadth of Torah? How great is the Torah? So what does it mean when the pasuk says like this? David said, "Amar David v'lo pirsho." David HaMelech said this, said the answer, but did not explain it. Amar Eov v'lo pirsho. Eov said it as well and didn't explain it. Amar Yechezkel v'lo pirsho. So too Yechezkel. Ashba Zechariah ben Ido pirsho. Until Zechariah ben Ido explained what does it mean when the breadth of the depth of the Torah. How much is that? Amar David v'lo pirsho. The pasuk says, "Lo sechaler reizi keitz rochava mitzvascha meod." Right. That I've seen. There's a limit for everything except for the Torah. That's our pasuk. Amro, Eov v'lo perisho. Eov said it, didn't explain it. Dechtiv aruka me eretz mida rechava mineyam. It is longer than the earth, okay, and wider than the sea, okay. Amro yecheskel v'lo perisho. Dechtiv vayifros v'so lefanai v'hi ksuva panim v'achor v'krasuv aleleha kinen v'hege v'hi. And then they spread it out in front of me. And the Gemara explains that Kinin, that's referring to Eicha, Zupram essential Tzadikim Bolam Hazeh. That's the difficulty of Tzadikim in this world. B'chaynu Omar Kina Hi V'Kononel. Right? It's a Kina literally means a Kina, right? We say on Tisha B'Av. They're Kinos that we should say. Vehege, what is that? That's simcha, that's kind of like dancing. Zumatan schar shel tzadikim v'asid lovo, that's the schar for tzadikim in the next world. V'chino, where the pasuk says, Allah higiyon v'chinoi. Vehi, that's referring to sadness. So zuri parnasan shel rishayim v'asid lovo, that's the downfall of the rishayim in the next world. V'chino, where hova al hova, I'm not sure, tavo. Okay. Ashba Zechariah ben Ido Pesha, right? We didn't understand what in the world they're talking about until Zechariah came and explained it. Dechtiv, as Bezek says, Vayomer Eli Ma Ata Ro'eh. He said to me, what do you see? Vayomer Ani Ro'eh Megillah Afa. I see a folded Megillah. Aruka Esrim Ba'ama V'rachba Eser Ama. That's 20 Amos long and 10 Amos wide. Right, this is not, as Rashi says, this is not the Amma that we're used to, that's six Tvachim, but it's talking about the Amma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Rashi says. I don't know what that means, but I assume that means it's really big. Right, 20 by 10, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amos. Okay, V'chipashatza la havya le esrin be'esrin, but if you, one second, if you really unfold it, it should be 20 by 20, because he said, what did he say? It was 20 by 10, he said it was folded in half. Right, see, the pasuk says, Yiksuva panim v'achor, and it was written on front and back. Right, and if you folded it over, kama havyalei, and how much would that be? So Arbayin ve'esrin, that would be 40 by 20. If it receives, the pasuk says, "Min badad v'shalomayim v'shamayim bazeres tikein." Right, nimsa kolam kulo echad mishloshes alafim masayim b'torah. So you see that the entire world is 1/3200th of the Torah. The Torah is 32 times the entire world. Right. All right, 3,200 times. 3,200 times greater than the entire world. All right, and again, I'm not sure exactly really what to say in terms of the pshat here. Obviously, there's something going on in the depths of the hidden Tere. Maybe we all be zocher to grasp it properly. Okay, V'amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda said as well, V'amar Rav Chisda darish Mari Bar Mar, again, same idea that Mari Bar Mar said like this, Mai Dechthir, what does it mean when the pasuk says, V'nei Shnei Dida Eit Ta'inim, Mo'adim Lefnei Ahichal Hashem, Hadud Echad Ta'inim Tovos, Ma'od Ketenei HaBuchuros, V'hadod Echad Ta'inim Ra'os Ma'od, Asher Lo Se'achelna Meroa. He saw that there were some dried figs, right, he has a couple of pots, and there were one was with really good figs, and one was really bad figs. So Tainim Tovos Eile Tzadikim Gemurim, that's the good figs of the Tzadikim Gemurim. Tainim Haraos Eile Rishayim Gemurim, the bad figs are the Rishayim. Rishayim Atomar Avad Sivram Uvat Al Sikuyam. Maybe you'll say that there's no reason for hope, right, for the Tzadikim. Shtama Lomar Adido Imnas Nereach. Right, that there's a nice smell from the Dudaim. Dudaim are flowers. I think here it means, is a flower. That's the Dudaim that Reuven brought Leah, and then she gave to Rachel. Eventually, the people in the figs are going to end up giving out a positive smell. I'm not sure exactly what is the nimshal here. I'm not sure. Okay, I'm not sure exactly. I'm not sure. Darash Rava. Rava said like this. I forget exactly what the pshat is by now. Darash Rava. My dechtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says that the im dasnu reach? Ilu bachari yishol shalot tomu tam chet. Right, these are the young bochrim of Am Yisrael who have not tasted sin. Usually, I'm just looking at Rashi, usually that refers to bia with a woman, but I don't see anything right there. Okay, fine. You'll see it because the next line is also about bia as well, so I assume that's what it's referring to. V'alpsachinu kol megodim, what does that mean? Elu b'nos Yisrael shemegidos pischeim l'baleihem. This is talking about the tzidkanios of Am Yisrael, who tell their husbands about their openings, meaning if they have a flow, and they obviously should separate each other from each other if she is in either. Another way to explain it, she'ogdos pischeim lebaleihem, who close up their openings to their husbands again when they have a need, when they are in either, so then they separate from each other. Ogdos is. Right, so I think about Rashi says that the first one, Mustama, is talking about, I was wondering why it says it twice. So the first one is talking about, sure enough, is talking about Nida, but the second one, Rashi says, top Rashi, Sha'ogdos, is talking about not sleeping with other people, meaning they stay faithful to their husbands, and they only obviously stay within the family. Baruch Hashem. Okay, so Chadashim, Gad, Yishanim, Dodi, Tzafati Lach. Again, we're going to darshan all these psukim in Shir HaShirim. And Shir Shirim. Well, that's in Shir Shirim. We're going to have a bunch of or sayings of Shlomo Melech, really, because there's from Koheles and Mishlei, as I just kind of skimmed down the Torah. But either way, let's Chadashim Gam Yishenim Dodi Tzafanti Lach. That's in Shir Shirim. Right, new and old, Mododi, my beloved, I have Safanti, I have hidden away for you. Amra Kasis Yishof Nekosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam. Excuse me, Harbeg Zeros Gazarti Al Atzmi, Yosim Mashta Gazarti Alai Vikiamtin. I was Gozer a ton of things on me, meaning we had Dinim Dirabanan, much more than you were Gozer, and I kept them all. So Amra Leir of Chista, Ahuda Midirabanan, Dabe Kamasada, Nagata Kamei, Rav Chit, usually Kamei is. And then it follows. There's another Rav there, right? Kamei, I don't know, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua, whatever. But I guess Rav Chisda talked about a Rav who was teaching a Agadotas in front of him. So Mishmilcha Chadashim Gamishanim Ma'u. Did you hear what the Pshat is by Chadashim Gamishanim, by new and old? So Malay Eilu Mitzvos Kalos Eilu Mitzvos Chamuros. He's talking about two different types of mitzvos: hard ones, and or I guess easier ones, lighter ones, less strict ones, and more strict. So Malay the Kitorah Pamim Pamim Mitna. What do you tell me? The Torah was given in twice. Two times, so that you have some old and new. It can't be. You're all referring to mitzvahs in the Torah. Ela halalim de b'Torah, ela halalim de b'Sofim. Rather, no. It must be talking about dinim d'oraisa and dinim d'rabbana. Right? Those are also beautiful to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So darsh rava rava again. Darsh down. My dechle wasn't mean when the pasuk says v'yaser mehema bini hizeher asas torim harvei. So, b'ni hizayir b'divrei sofer miyosim b'divrei tarah. It means, be more careful by dinim d'rabbanan than dinim d'araisa. She divrei tarah heim bahen asei v'los asei, because divrei tarah har mitzvos asei and mitzvos los asei. B'divrei sofer kol over divrei sofer chayav misa. Chazal said if a person violates a din d'rabbanan, is chayav misa. Parts together, you nishchenu nachash, that's Rashi quotes. Right, if you break open a fence, meaning a fence, right, the Chazal made different takanos as a fence around dinim d'oraisa. So if you break down a fence, a snake should bite you. That's the pasuk in was it Mishlei? Koheles? Koheles. Yeah, as it says Koheles. Okay, fine. Right, and the Gemara goes on. Shema Tomer, maybe you'll say Nish Bei Mamish V'Pnei Malo Nechtu. Well, if the Chazal dinim d'rabbanan are so important, why weren't they written in the Torah? So Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "The sos farim harbe in kates." You could have filled all the books in the world and not have had enough for the dilim d'rabbanan that Chazal are going to come up with. Velag harbe yigias baser. There's a lot of tiredness. Learning a lot or studying a lot is a person's going to be tired. Amar Papa breder of achabar ada meshmeder of achabar ula. Right, a very visceral image that anybody who makes fun of dinim d'rabbanan should be boiled in feces. Lovely. I'm sure the Achronim talk about that example, but I don't see anything here on the daf, and I'm not sure, but that's very vivid. Maskiv la Rava, Rava said, Miksiv lag lahag ksiv. Rava says, no, it's not talking about making fun of. It says lahag. What does that mean? Elakala hoge bahem, if you learn the Torah, then tam tam basa. You will taste the taste of flavor of meat. Right? It's more geschmack. It's as if you're eating meat. It's very exciting when a person learns. Okay, Rava, it's a shem by all of us. We should all be zocha to view learning Torah as if we're eating meat. In the same way, yeah. Tanya Rabbi with other Rabbis, Ma'aseh Rabbi Kiva Shaya Chavush Beis Asurim. Rabbi Kiva was in jail. By Rabbi Yoshua Hagarsi Misharso. Rabbi Yoshua Hagarsi was serving him, meaning making sure he stayed alive. Kol Yom Vayom Hayim Machlisim Mayim Bemida. He would give him a certain amount of water every single day. Yom Echad Matzah Shomer Beis Asurim. Once the guard found Rabbi Yoshua taking care of Rabbi Kiva, and Amar Lo, he said to him, Hayam Mechem Arubim. He said, you have too much water. Looks like you're trying to help him dig out of jail. So he spilled half of it and gave him the rest. So Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua came to Rabbi Kiva, he said to him, Yeshua, ain't that Yodesh is zaken on me? Rabbi Kiva said, listen, Rabbi Yeshua, you don't know that I'm old? My life depends on you bringing me the water? So Rabbi Yeshua told him, Sach, he spoke, he told him what happened to him. So Rabbi Kiva said back to him, She'etol yadai. Tenli mayim she'etol yadai. Give me the water so I can wash my hands. So Amalor, he said, what? Lishtos in magiyin, litol yadecha magiyin. What, there's not enough for you to drink, there's enough for you to wash your hands? Hello, my asset. What am I supposed to say? Says Rabbi Akiva. Shechayav and alav misa. Mutav amus misas atzmi below avor al das chavera. If you violate the rabbanan and tilas hadayim, chayav misa. It's better for me to die because of my own hand than to violate one of the dinim of my chavera. So Amrul they said, lo tam klum ajahigi lo mayim and otal yodov. He didn't eat anything until he brought water to wash his hands, or he used the water, I guess, to wash his hands. Kesheshamu the chachamim badavar, when the chazal heard about this, so Amru ma biziknuso kach, bialduso achas kamu makama. Wow, if Rabbi Kiva was like this when he was old, how much greater must he have been when he was younger, right, when he had more strength? So too, if he's like this when he's in jail, I can only imagine how scrupulous and firm he was when he was at home. Oof. Very interesting story. And why would Rabbi Akiva be able to be allowed if he was really sakas nefashos? What is the phrase? My life is dependent on your life. So why wouldn't he drink it? But Rabbi Akiva knew what he was talking about, I would imagine. Knew what he was doing. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, B'shash Dikan Shlomo Erivin Metilas Yadayim, and Shlomo Melech was Metakin Metilas Yadayim and Erivin. So that is okay. Yeah, fine. Okay. So Yotza Baskol Amra, a voice came out and said, "Bini im chacham li becha yismach li bigamani." Right. I am. If you're smart, and therefore I am happy as well. The Kosh Baruch said. Again, same idea. Darish Rava, Rava Darish, my dechtir, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, Lechodo di neitzei asadan nalino bakfarim, let's go out to the field, we'll sleep in the villages. Nashkima lakramim nere in parcha gefen, pitach asmadar, henitzer rimonem, sham etain es dodai lach. So Rava explains like this. So Lechodo di neitzei asadan, what does that mean? Amra kesses Yisrael of Nekosh Baruch Hu. Ribon Shalom, al tidineni kiyoshri karachim. Do not judge me like the people who live in the cities. And sheyesh bem gezel arayas shuv shav shuv sheker. Right, because they're not so firm. Yeah, they're not so firm. Neitei asadeh. Let's go out into the field. The boar reka tamid hachavim shuv skimetora mitoch atchap. Come, I'll show you. If you go out to the field, I'll show you people who are learning Torah, even though they don't have any money, even though they're struggling. Now, lina bakfarin, let's sleep in the villages. I'll take bakfarin, lina bakofri. Right, talking about the kofri, people who are right. Abikorsim, bo'arereka osam sheishpata lenotova. Vein kofri bach. Right, I'll show you that you gave all these people this a lot of money, and they're kofrim. They're abikorsim. Right, meaning, why don't you show favor to the Talmid Chacham? Nashkiba la karmim. Let's go out to the vineyards. Elu but the kinesis, but the midrashes. This is the shuls and the base medrashes. Nira in parcha agefen. Let's see if the grapes have sprouted. I guess. Elu bali mikra. These people are learning Torah. Meaning Torah shemitzav. Parach pasach asmadar. The elu bali mishnah. These people learn mishnah. And itzar rimonim. Eli bali gemara. These are the people who learn gemara. So we're all zocha right now to be called. The pomegranates are sprouting, I guess, or blooming. Shalom etenes to dilach there. I will give you my beloved. Ereka kvodi v'godli shevach banai uvenosai. I'll show you the greatness and the shvach, the praise of my children who are again learning Torah and getting close to me. Okay, shkayak kol rabosar. We'll stop here. I'll go weiter. There's some more gadata tomorrow until we get to another mishnah, but. Have a tremendous day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.